Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. We are picking up from last week a series we started on Thursdays, going through the Lord's Prayer, and just kind of examining what these words that we all know and are so familiar with, but what do they really mean, and how are they helpful for our lives? So we're picking it up in Matthew 6, verse 10, and we'll do the version we all know. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the first part, thy kingdom come, your kingdom come. Well, Jesus talked quite a lot about the kingdom. Really, his coming, the incarnation, was the announcement of the imminence of God's coming kingdom, that work was starting now. And when we talk about God's kingdom, what we're talking about is God's rule in reality. That his principles, his purposes, his plans operating in the context of creation, as the original intent was. And there's two aspects to that. You have the very present reality of God's kingdom here on earth in the hearts of his believers, in the hearts of his children, the followers, the church. God is right now building his kingdom and the lives of those who call on him as Savior and Lord. That is right now. But this is another one of those aspects of the Christian life, which is, you know, already and not yet. Already Christ is ruling in the church and in the lives of his followers. But one day, and this is the second aspect, he will rule in reality. Jesus will come back, and there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and God will rule over all of it in perfection. And there will be no more sin, no more night, no more pain, no more brokenness. God's kingdom will have come in its fullness. And when we pray for God's kingdom to come, your kingdom come, we're praying for both of these things. We're saying, God, that you would grow your influence here in the lives of people on earth, that you would save more people, that you would stake out a greater claim in the hearts of the people who already follow you, myself included, the other people in the church, that they will surrender more to your will for their lives, as well as praying for God to come back, for Jesus to come back and establish his rule here on earth. We want both of these things to happen. Now, here's the next part. Your will be done. Thy will be done. And we know from Romans 12, 2, that God's will is good and pleasing and perfect. And we have to know when we pray for God's will to be done, a lot of times that's going to run right up against what our will is. Think about Jesus in the garden praying, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. If there's anyone whose prayer God the Father would want to answer, it would be his son Jesus. Yet in that moment, the wisdom of the Father knows what needs to happen. Jesus' ministry in general, he says multiple times in the Gospels, why he came was to do the will of the Father. This is the way that we live our lives, is by submitting to the will of the Father. And that is not burdensome because his will is good and pleasing and perfect. Your kingdom come, your will be done, finally, on earth as it is in heaven. So what is missing in heaven? What would make God's will being done like heaven different from how it is on earth? Well, for one, there's no sin. There's no influence of Satan and his forces. There is no broken creation. When God decrees something in heaven, it is done. And everyone rejoices and worships for it. Very often when God operates in his perfect will and he brings his kingdom here on earth, we're not so happy about it. Even those people who worship him, it doesn't go according to our plan. In heaven, this is not the case. And one day that will be the case on earth as well. So we pray that God's kingdom would come, that his will would be done like it is currently in heaven, that it would be more so the case here on earth where we can see and praise him and worship him for it. Now, as we pray this, probably the most direct way that God will answer this prayer is through the life of those who are praying it. As we pray, increasingly, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God is going to answer that prayer through your life, through my life. So what's our application today as we pray that? That we would keep our eyes open for heaven breaking through into earth. Where do we see God growing his kingdom, God moving in his perfect, pleasing, and good will? Maybe in ways that aren't the way that we would have them, You know, an interruption to what we thought our day was going to look like is really heaven breaking through for a conversation that we need to have with someone. God bringing a difficulty into our lives that looks like an obstacle and a pain, but is really God stepping in to show us that we can trust Him, that we need Him, and that when we rely on Him, He's going to bless us in ways that we couldn't have thought about before. So keep your eyes open for what God is doing all around you, and be ready to be the answer to a prayer of God's kingdom coming and His will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank You for Your word that shows us Your heart and how we can pray to You. Lord, may we keep our eyes open for the ways that You are growing Your kingdom, that we would be ready to have gospel conversations to join You in that work, that Your will would be done in our lives, in our churches, in our families. God, and may You do it in a way that is not hindered by sin, by brokenness, by the enemy. And we will give You all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.